The discovery of the effects of environmental hazards on humans is a strong storyline in courtroom dramas. Think Erin Brockovich in A Civil Action. That same "this could have been prevented" theme holds true in Radium Girls, now playing at Chamberlain Actors Theater. The play, written by D.W. Gregory, is based on a human tragedy that played out in the 1920s and 1930s, involving women who had worked in a New Jersey plant painting dials that would be used by the military in World War I. The women didn't know that their jobs would lead to physical suffering and an untimely death. Gregory's play takes the form of a dramatic documentary that will hold your attention and tear at your heartstrings. Director Amy Berlin moves the action along through an effective use of vignettes instead of set changes that might slow down the pace. She gives her actors the latitude to draw out emotions that make the show believable. All but two members of the cast play multiple roles, a great feat itself. Standouts in the cast include Tara Callahan, who plays one of the doomed dial painters, as well as four other characters, and Alexandra Martin, who takes on five roles as well. Each of these women gives depth and personality to the different characters. Jonathan Hardison, who plays the understanding boyfriend of Grace, as well as four other roles, and Jeff Clevenger, who takes on everything from a sleazy salesman to a scholarly scientist, also give notable performances. In his role as Roeder, the company president, wrestling with the moral dilemma that plays out on stage, Bill Brock gives a very effective performance that aptly shows the character's internal struggle. Michelle Morris, who plays Grace, one of the dial painters who helps expose the dangers of the plant, is the star of the show. On opening night, her performance was tentative at first but gained momentum throughout the production and ended with a powerful statement. She skillfully took the character from a naive young girl to a sick, determined woman. Radium Girls is an interesting production. On opening night, there were several instances where actors seemed to either lose their dialects or confuse them when changing from character to character, and there were also times in the beginning that seemed forced. However, the play will take you on an emotional ride that will have you contemplating the dangers that surround you. Radium Girls runs through April the 11th at Chamberlain Actors Theater. For V for Women and JoanTuppence.com, this is Joan with One Woman's View. Can you take that out?